taxes, fees, and terms, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
After 35 long years, something I've been waiting 35 years, it's finally coming home, baby! It's coming home!
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
I think it creates a lot of excitement and a lot of fun stuff to write about and a lot of good. I mean, dang, what would Quack and Kelly talk about on the radio? They'd have nothing to talk about.
Now, Quack and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We're live on The Roar on a Tuesday, June the 30th, 2020. My birth month has come and gone, and that means that Kelly Gramlich's birth month is right around the corner.
Get out of here today, June.
Listen.
Be gone.
Don't dismiss June like that, okay?
I'm ready for June to be over. You want to know why?
Why?
Tomorrow, we will be over halfway done with this godforsaken year. And don't get me wrong, I am still grateful to be alive and grateful for this year, I guess. But it's kind of nice. You know, it's halfway over. We're on to 2021. Bigger and better things will happen in 2021, I hope. Maybe bigger and better things will happen in the second half of this year. We can hope for that too.
Okay, wait a minute. What is the actual midway point of the year?
Oh, am I wrong?
Like 366.
Well, 183. 6 months is over. So that's half the year, right?
183. Day 183 is tomorrow. So after tomorrow, we will have lived half the days of the year.
Oh, so it's after tomorrow.
Because it's a leap year.
Yeah, technically,
Quack. Tomorrow's the halfway point.
That means my birthday is the first day of the second half of this year, which is going to be better than the first half.
That's right. So you can get us started in the second half.
I like it. I like
it. We can regroup at halftime, celebrate your birthday.
We're a second half country. I don't know.
We're going to celebrate.
Second half people.
We're going to celebrate your birthday on the show tomorrow.
I'm very
excited. So get excited for that in a number of ways. We're just going to have some shenanigans tomorrow.
And today we're going to celebrate America's birthday a little bit, which we know is not until Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday is 4th of July.
We have a 4th of July quiz for Quack today. And the way this is broken up, Quack, we have the first five questions are about American history to a certain extent, okay?
Okay.
The second five questions are about sports history on July 4th.
Okay.
And you have 10 questions.
So I'm good with that.
Yeah, it might be a little difficult, which I say before every quiz. So we'll see what happens. There also is an opportunity on question number two for you to get a bonus point. So that is exciting.
Ooh, okay. I like bonus points because if I can get that, then it gives me some leeway to just another question,
and
which
we
I'm going to do.
I mean, we cover just quite the variety of topics, so it's going to be fun.
Do you feel good today?
Feeling good.
You sound like you feel really good today.
Well, you know when we're not technically going on vacation, right? We're not taking a whole week or anything.
Right.
But we are taking Thursday off, so it's going to be a very long weekend. And so I'm kind of in that it's almost vacation mood. You know, I'm very excited about
that.
So I'm feeling good, yeah.
I can't get to that yet. I can't access that. There's too much work to be done. There's too many conversations to be had. We got to serve the people for, you know, six more hours.
Well, I still plan on doing that.
Well, sure.
But I'm going to do it in a very chipper way.
Well, I like that.
There you go. Texter suggests hump year headlines for tomorrow.
You know what? That's actually okay. That's actually okay. If you wanted to brand it that way for tomorrow, you'd be my guest.
It's the hump day of the year. It is literally the middle point, and it's a Wednesday. Quack. We couldn't ask for anything better.
Technically, I'm gonna be a little Debbie Downer here.
Technically, are you wearing your glasses? Did you push them back up on your nose?
I actually, true story, I did the motion.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't see it, but I did the motion. Technically, most years, your birthday is the, if I did the math right, is the hump day of the year.
Really?
On 365.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's right.
I'm
because
honored.
182 and a half is the midpoint, and I believe that would be the midpoint 183, and it's either yours or July 3rd, but I just don't even, I can't even do that math right now. I can't even do it. So it's either yours or July 3rd. Essentially, your birthday, noontime, your birthday could split the year in half. Truly.
Wow.
So, boy, we're doing a lot here on the show already today.
I feel like this
today.
Is a big responsibility that I have with my
day
of birth.
I wouldn't take it lightly.
Yeah, I'm not.
I wouldn't take it lightly.
I'm not. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Because our voices are amplified.
We have a platform.
We have a platform. We have to use that platform in a way that's responsible.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
We can't just say things. And also, you can't say, oh, man, I can't believe I'm about to say this, and then say something and not have people take it very seriously because, well, we have an amplified voice. Even more amplified is the voice of Boomer Esiason. 654 Roar is the number on that note. 654-7627. Some weirdness going on right now in terms of the messaging surrounding college football and the coronavirus. While we wait on basically 110 programs in the country, 120 programs in the country to tell us how many players have tested positive, while we wait on literally everyone except a handful of programs, Boomer Esiason felt really comfortable yesterday, even though he said he didn't. He felt comfortable enough saying he didn't feel comfortable and then saying it anyway. So I don't even know where that puts his mental state. I thought that was weird. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway. He said that there are programs out there, including Clemson. I want to be very clear. He did not single Clemson out. He singled Clemson out because he was saying SEC programs and Clemson.
Would you like the audio?
You have the audio?
I do.
Oh, you know what? I don't want to make too big of a deal out of this because what he's saying is insane, but I do want to point out why it's insane so that we can be really clear about what he said and why it's dumb. So, yes, please give us the audio of Boomer yesterday off his rocker.
We've had a few texters ask about it, so I think it'll be good to play the audio. It's a minute 50, so we'll play it and then we'll discuss. Here we go.
Okay.
This is from his show's on CBS Sports, I believe.
Yes. It used to be like Boomer and Carton, but didn't he go to jail?
Boomer and Geo.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he went to jail. Carton just got out of jail.
There's also a third guy who's just sitting there. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
I got to be really careful here because I don't want to say that this is an accusation. I don't want to. I just was thinking the other day about what is going on with the SEC teams down south, and Clemson included, who's obviously an ACC team. A lot of their players are coming down with COVID-19, oddly enough. So are they trying to herd immunity their teams so these guys can get sick now as opposed to getting sick during the college football season, if in fact there is one? And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't put it past any of those guys down there.
Sure. I mean, that's one of the first things I said about Belichick. I said, I watched Belichick get his whole team sick, so when the season rolls around, everybody's been through it already. Like, he would be the guy that would do that. So, and that was, I was saying that facetiously, but, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I think it's going on. I honestly, the numbers coming out of, like, you know, Alabama, LSU, and Clemson, all these teams...
Yeah,
it's too much of a coincidence.
Hey, Marcus, go cough on this guy. And then you cough on him, and then you cough on the whole secondary.
I mean, y'all
be fine in 3 weeks. Just shut up, take your temperature, go to your doctor. Y'all young, you'll be fine.
I mean, Ed Orgeron directing people to get sick is something right. that I don't think is that crazy.
Right, I don't think it's that crazy either. I mean, that's, you know, now you have 16 NBA players that have...
That's where it ends, basically.
All right.
His Ed Orgeron was kind of funny. That was the only part that I kind of chuckled at.
I actually thought it was a terrible Orgeron.
No, yeah, the Orgeron wasn't great, but the idea of Orgeron saying that was kind of funny. Just a little bit. But it's not as good as your Orgeron.
It'll be okay. Go Tigers.
Yeah, he didn't add the Go Tigers.
It was a New Yorker. It kind of sounded like there's a guy who, oh, man. He was in some stuff. I think he was in Friends and like Air Bud. He's an older guy.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea what the guy's name is. He just appeared in stuff in the 90s, and he was very New York. And that when he was doing his Orgeron, I actually pictured this guy. And in one of the Air Buds, he was a coach, and he was like always eating sandwiches and stuff. Did you watch Air Bud?
Well, I loved Air Bud. Can you specify which Air Bud this was?
I think it was the Golden Retriever. I think it was the...
Wait, that's
that was
every
the football
Bud.
One, right?
Oh, football. Yeah. Okay, possibly. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a football
one. That does sound right. Okay.
So that's what I thought of. I'd give it like a 2 out of 10. I mean, those guys are from New York. It's fine, whatever. I think this is the most absurd thing anyone's ever said ever about anything. It is the worst logic ever used to do anything. It is tied for the worst. Logic used to ever do anything. And I'll expand on that, but first, Kelly, you probably have a more reasonable take on it, so I'll let you go. What do you think about what he just said?
Well, it's outrageous and should be getting a little more backlash here because of how seriously we've been taking coronavirus, especially with how seriously the media has been taking it. You know, if other people had said this, the media would be losing their mind. I think maybe just no one... I've really never heard of this show, so maybe that's part of what it is. And I take everything with a grain of salt when I know that people who don't really follow college football and don't cover college football, when they say a few teams down south are doing this, then I just feel like you don't really know what college football is or what it means or what it's about. But to insinuate that state employees who are hired to coach college age kids are purposefully infecting their teams with a virus that has shut down the world is insane and truly problematic to even insinuate that. I mean, if you're joking about it, it's one thing, but this guy said he's serious. He said he's serious, and he really believed it. I'm not sure if he really does, but he used the terms, you know, I really think this is happening. You can't say that. And I just can't believe more people aren't outraged about this.
All right. First things first, okay? When you put people together, like, in a group that haven't gotten coronavirus, you're probably going to have people getting coronavirus. If like one of them gets it and they're together all the time, whether it's in your building or not, there's going to be coronavirus. So that's number one. I honestly believe that saying we're going to do voluntary workouts is inviting coronavirus. Now, I'm not saying that from a standpoint of like flippancy or not caring or some nefarious thing. I'm just saying when they said you can be on campus, there's going to be coronavirus. That's number one. I made a list. I made a list of logical fallacies here. Number two, he cites a bunch of the SEC programs and Clemson. correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly, how many SEC programs do we actually know the numbers for?
Alabama? How many numbers?
He said Alabama. Have they even released them, or were they just reported numbers?
I think they were just reported, and I think they were just preliminary. I don't know if we have an update on that. LSU, we've seen numbers.
LSU, all we've seen, though, we really only have seen the reports that 30 were quarantined, right?
Yeah, I think so. And then I can't even think of another SEC program that has told us.
That maybe
or that even we have reports on it. Maybe.
I think maybe one of the Mississippis did it.
But
the
he didn't name. Oh, he didn't name LSU. And
he named.
But he mainly named Clemson.
This is how I know he has no idea. And honestly, I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass because the coronavirus hysteria, and I'm going to call it hysteria at this point, in New York, where they're broadcasting from, is going to be vastly different than any coronavirus conversation that we have here in our local context. Because of death rate, because of the sheer numbers of people that died and were in hospitals, and how horrible and horrific the situation was in New York. I do not blame him for getting really bent out of shape about these numbers down here, even though hospitalizations are significantly lower and deaths are significantly lower than anything they saw in New York. I'm going to give him a pass for that, but he still should try to understand the context in which he speaks. So he cites a bunch of the SEC programs in Clemson. I'm not even sure that a single SEC program has released numbers. And in fact, we have numbers from two Big 12 programs. So that's just him basically trying to use a nonsense point, SEC programs and Clemson, which we know which SEC programs we think of. He is basically making the point that all of the major programs in college football are going to try to infect their players so that they can play during the season without being bothered by infections, which is insane because that's not even what's happening right now. That doesn't make any sense. So you took an illogical premise, a bunch of the SEC programs, and we haven't actually gotten any numbers from any SEC programs. We've gotten from two Big 12 programs, Kansas State and Texas Tech, that we know of. No SEC programs, except for maybe one of the Mississippis. And so he just blows it up. And then they're going back and forth. Well, yeah, I said this. Well, yeah, it's not outside the realm of possibility. Yeah, I mean, I think they're totally doing it. I wouldn't put it past some of those guys down there. Name the guys. Name the some of those guys down there. You're telling me Dabo Swinney is out here when he's trying to make sure that his players who did not have summer conditioning, when he's trying to make sure that his players who did not participate in a normal offseason training regimen, his players who are trying to get ready for a season playing catch-up, that he'd rather those guys be in quarantine and then potentially healthy people have to be quarantined because they came in contact with those people, they'd rather them miss? Now, granted, there are a lot of people who have said if they're going to get it, which is not the same as what Boomer Esiason said, it would be better to get it now than in December or January or November. That is true. That is just logically true. That doesn't mean you try to give it to them now. That is a huge logical leap to make. It is ridiculous to think that there are coaches out there who would rather their players, who they're trying to get into shape, miss 2 weeks of workouts when we know that they already are concerned about a lack of workout time. That doesn't make sense from a locker room or program context whatsoever. And furthermore, we're in a cultural climate where players are on social media calling out the coaches all the time. You would have to be an insane fool to be concocting this grand scheme to infect all the players because one of your players is going to go rogue on social media and tell the world, and you're fired. It is the dumbest thing ever. It doesn't make any sense on any logical level that this would be happening, and yet these guys are all slapping each other's back. Well, yeah, I can see these guys doing it. Belichick can do what he wants. I don't even care. But to cite numbers that don't exist, to prove a point that's nonsense and illogical, to try to create some hysteria or some shock jock nonsense, I know some people don't want to talk about it. I think we should talk about it and address it because of how insane it is. I know we got to go to break. More on this when we come back. 654 Roar is the number. We'll return in just a moment.
The drive-thru is open, and you can get two Cajun Filet biscuits for just $5. It's bow time. The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. Big Zach's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at just $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson. Open year-round, right off I-85, exit 27, or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Ben Melstead here. Let me tell you about my favorite pre-workout, OptiForce, that now comes in three great-tasting flavors. OptiForce supplies clean energy and extreme pumps to help you work out longer and harder, fueled with natural caffeine, giving you explosive, steady energy without the jitters or crash. Improve performance, increase endurance, and pump more reps with OptiForce by EC Sports. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. Take your workout to the next level with clean and tested supplements manufactured locally. Use code BEN for 20% off at UpstateMuscle.com.
It's frustrating going to the supermarket and finding the meat department sold out of everything. A short trip to the Corner Butcher in Clemson's Patrick Square will take care of that for you and your family. With an exceptional quality product selection of meats, poultry, and fresh seafood, the Corner Butcher, a locally owned part of your community, hand-cuts your choices right there in the store. Feed your family the best and support another local business. The Corner Butcher, Patrick Square, Clemson.
Relax. Founders Federal Credit Union is online. Did you know you can view your statements, set up alerts, and even manage your overdraft protection all in Founders Online and the Founders app? Plus, you can do all that without having to leave your home. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. That's RelaxJoinFounders.com for membership information, account statements, set up alerts, overdraft protection, and more. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my...
Back here on Out of Bounds. Hour number one continues on our last show of June, the finale for the month of June. Out of Bounds today brought to you by Tiger Moving Company. Check out their website today, tigermovinggreenville.com. South Carolina's trusted, clean-cut moving company. They do residential moving, commercial moving, local and long distance, furniture assembly, item loading, and packing services. And they have taken COVID seriously from the very beginning. They've sanitized in super specific ways when it comes to their trucks and their moving equipment, all these types of things. Their movers are wearing masks and gloves and the whole nine. They are taking this as seriously as you can. So they are going to protect you while they move you. Give them a call, 864-908-9028. You can email them at tigermoving@gmail.com. I saw a Tiger Moving truck just the other day, Quack, and it was moving so fast down the road. It was across 123, so I just noticed it, but I didn't have enough time to read which truck it was. But they do have trucks named after Tiger greats. The Deshaun truck, the Renfro truck, the CJ truck, the Fridge truck, and many, many more. That's Tiger Moving and TigerMovingGreenville.com.
Kelly, if you can't tell, I was I was pretty fired up about this. I get fired up because those types of hysterics that Boomer Esiason was saying, quite calmly, as a matter of fact, feeding into people's preconceived notions. We know that there is nothing people love more than confirming their priors. We've learned that this year. If 2020's taught us anything, it's that people love confirming their priors. There are some people who think that people who run football programs in the South are just heartless monsters who would love nothing more than to get their entire team sick because, you know, they're young and they can handle it or whatever, so that they don't have to deal with this nonsense during the season. And there's no evidence to support his general claim that a bunch of SEC programs have given us data, which we don't have. So to make a claim about a group of people that are not represented in any data set ever is remarkably stupid. And then to make a claim, I wouldn't put it past some of those guys down there without saying who it is,
but just indicting a huge swath of people. Clemson.
Yeah, right. Specifically naming Clemson along with the SEC programs, even though Texas Tech and Kansas State have both given numbers, and Texas Tech, to my knowledge, has not stopped any activities. So I don't know why all the SEC programs, none of which have provided any data, are heartless scum. Texas Tech gets off unscathed with their 20 or whatever positive tests.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, did you follow my I have a hard time with these illogical things, making sure that I attack it all. Did it make sense what I was saying?
Yeah, and I think I just feel a little less passionately about this because I truly don't think he's serious. Now, the way he presented it sounded serious. He didn't say it as a joke. But I don't believe that he actually believes that. Now, why did he say it? That's a whole other situation. If you don't believe it, you shouldn't say it. And if you're just trying to get clicks or trying to get attention or trying to go viral, then that's ridiculous. But I don't think that he truly believes this, you know? And that it's not directly similar, but people that were accusing Dabo when he didn't come out with the correct wording and the correct statement and all that, I don't think people believe Dabo was actually a racist or that he actually didn't have his players' best interest at heart. But like you said, you're going to confirm your priors and you're just going to find a way to make news and say the most controversial thing because Twitter is the worst and that's what we want. So do I think he actually believes that Clemson athletes are walking into the training room being injected with coronavirus and then leaving? No. He doesn't actually believe that.
No.
But he says it because, you know, he wants to insinuate that maybe coaches and schools aren't being responsible in handling this.
Yeah, what he's saying is, again, in an age where if a coach is doing something even a little bit off,
we think the absolute worst.
Right. Ask Mike Norvell, ask Mike Gundy, ask Kirk Ferentz, ask Dabo Swinney. If a coach is doing something even a little bit off, somebody in your vast expanse of a program is going to go to social media and be like, yeah, that's not cool what you're doing. And it doesn't have to be 30 people, but somebody is.
I like
to
this.
Assume. Go ahead.
I like this text, and we actually had a few texters on this. Texter says, what a world. A man like Dabo lives an inspirational life, and now he's a racist and intentionally giving people the coronavirus. I had told you, Kwok, what if I had told you in January, which is more likely? Dabo will be raked over the coals, and it'll be insinuated and maybe even said explicitly that Dabo is a racist. Or Dabo will be accused of giving his players a deadly virus. I mean, which of these would you have agreed? Which of these would you have, picked? As I was like, Kwok, you have to pick one of these. You have to. Probably the racist one, just because we had no concept of a deadly virus taking over the world.
Yeah.
But
it would have to be racist.
This is what's happened. Just as we pointed out, half of a year, this is what we've gotten after just half a year.
Yeah, if I had to pick one, I'd say the racist thing, for sure.
Because who would have thunk? Who would have thunk?
It's so detached. And then Boomer Esiason's been in locker rooms. He understands the importance of being in shape. He also should understand that, and he probably doesn't because he's in a fully pro context up in New York, his little pro bubble up there, that college student athletes, have been home for weeks where they would have ordinarily been on campus doing spring practice, conditioning, voluntary stuff, access to much better facilities than they would have at home. And coaches are playing catch up. Every coach in America is playing catch up with their players right now because of the lockdowns and because of coronavirus. to think that you're willing to just throw that completely away, just totally cast that aside, and in the sake of getting your whole team herd immunity or something, which we don't even know if that's a thing. We don't know if you can get it again. We don't think you can get it again necessarily, maybe in a few cases, but
also it takes two teams to play.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I don't think that Clemson's going to be able to just get forfeits from everybody and go 12-0 and go to the playoff. I don't think we'll have a playoff if that's what's happening. You know what I mean?
It's silly. It's absolutely silly. And it's a needless indictment of people for no reason and based on nothing, based on no data whatsoever. Let's go to Pop, who's up with us next. 654 Roar's the number. What's up, Pop?
How you doing, Paul? Hey, Kelly. Paul, I want you to calm down. I'm afraid you're going to go into cardiac arrest over this thing.
This is a very serious thing, you know?
Yeah. No, now let me tell you something. I'm an old guy. I'm 81 years old. I'm a Clemson grad and whatnot. I wish you could have seen the game that Esiason played against us. And you can probably get Tim to give you some more, real accurate numbers. But I was there. And this is when we were not eligible to win the conference because of probation. But we beat everybody's brains out. You know, the Coach Ford used that well, you know, to motivate the team. Mm-hmm. But this is not the first time that Esiason has jumped to us, because that particular day, they won the conference. But that particular day, in that game, and I don't know if it was his senior year or what, but we beat them about 54-0, 45-0, yes, they won the conference. But I want to tell you, I really felt sorry for Esiason that day, because we beat him to death. Every time he would get up, I don't know how many times we sacked him, it seemed like he was like 25. But every time he would get up, it was in three motions. He'd be flat on his back, he'd sit up, he'd go to one knee, and then somebody would pull him up the rest of the way. That went on all day long. And I think he remembers that every day of his life. And like I say, this is not the first time he's taken a shot at us. Every time he gets an opportunity, he does. And that's about all I got to say, but please calm down.
All right, we'll do that for you, please. Pop. We'll calm down a little bit.
You put it in context. You and Kelly have. I think you described the situation real well. And
thank you. We appreciate it, Pop. Thanks very much. You know, Will Vandervoort, our very good friend, he wrote a column yesterday on this, and he essentially says that because of 19, I'll just read you a little bit. I'll read a little bit of the of Will Vandervoort's story, which I want to ask him a little bit about this when he comes on with us tomorrow. CBS football analyst Boomer Esiason does not exactly have a love affair with Clemson. During his 4 years at the University of Maryland from 1980 to 83, he and the Terrapins were 1-3 against the Tigers. In 1982, Esiason was picked off by Billy Davis at the Clemson 38-yard line with 25 seconds to play to clinch a second straight ACC championship for the Tigers. In 1983, Maryland won the ACC, but few people, including themselves, think they really deserved it. I want to test the validity of that claim. Clemson was on probation and eligible to win the conference that season, but the Tigers dismantled the Terrapins 52-27 at Death Valley to complete a third straight undefeated season in league play. So, it was not totally a surprise to hear Esiason take a dig at Clemson during his radio show Money on CBS Sports Radio. And then he goes into what he said. I'll be honest, I am not going to go that far to say that Boomer Esiason for the last 40 years has held a grudge against Clemson, and that's why he's saying this stuff right now. I couldn't find anything. I did a quick search. I could not find a single other time in his entire career of broadcasting where Boomer Esiason sounded like somebody with an axe to grind against Clemson. And I doubt that if he had this axe to grind, that he would have waited until this particular moment to lump Clemson in with all the SEC programs, which we've just established he did really haphazardly and without any context whatsoever, without any data whatsoever to support. I don't think Boomer Esiason has just spent his career bashing Clemson and taking shots at Clemson.
No, and I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I understand that he lost some games to Clemson. I appreciate what Pop was telling us there. But Texter says, I don't like this idea that every time someone says something bad about Clemson, it's because they secretly have something against Clemson. Yeah, I don't think so. I think he just was being completely irresponsible with the way he talked about this. And Clemson has been a team that's been at the forefront of the coverage of players with coronavirus because they're voluntarily releasing their numbers. So they're numbers that are easily to access, and it's Clemson, so people report on it. And the numbers have been pretty big. So that was probably just on his mind. I don't think this was a shot necessarily at Clemson. I think it was just a completely irresponsible statement.
Let's go to Clemson Dominates, who's up with us next on the North Communication phone lines. What's up, Clemson Dominates?
Hey, what's up? So, Kelly, the ACC Network, is that like a partnership between ESPN and the ACC?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so generally, most of the negativity that comes out against Clemson has been from Fox and CBS. They've got no network affiliation with Clemson, so for them, it's good business to trash an ESPN product, especially one as visible as Clemson. So, you know, Boomer, that's a CBS deal, so I'm not really surprised. It's in their financial interest from the higher-ups or whatever to trash Clemson as much as they could, and also their contract with the SEC is expiring, so there's a tie in there as well. It's you know, what he's doing is taking a conclusion. Like, if all your players got it, and you would feel better going into the thing, but nobody's going to give their players intentionally coronavirus. You know, he's taking a conclusion and then just making you know, leaps on how to get to that conclusion. You know, that Dabo would be happy if all his players had had it so that they couldn't get it, supposedly. But he would never give it to them. That's just stupid.
Yeah, I agree, Clemson Dominates. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I have often wondered that if, you know, and we understand that, you know, brand partnerships are a little bit of a part of commentary, certainly, in what you decide to talk about. CBS has no reason to pull punches with regards to the ACC. But it is also fair to mention that Boomer Esiason just threw out a blanket criticism of the SEC where we don't have any data from the SEC, which is a CBS property.
Data.
Right. We have reported data, and we have in a couple of cases. I also think there's this idea, and this is where we got to be careful with Clemson's data and everything else. Even if you look at the reported places, we're talking about, and Kelly, you tell me if you think I'm being too generous or not generous enough here. We're talking about no more than a dozen programs that we feel like we have a decent pulse on in the country with regards to coronavirus and their testing. We're talking about a dozen programs at max.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So, if that's true, then acting like Clemson has a great number of players that have tested positive, or Texas Tech has a great number of players that test positive, or Kansas State has a great problem, or LSU or Alabama had that great problem of a massive, not a great problem, but a massive number, big numbers of people test positive. We don't know about 90% of the country. Clemson may have a small outbreak compared to a lot of programs. We don't know about almost everyone else. South Carolina is hiding behind every single acronym that you can possibly, FERPA and HIPAA and everything else. They won't even say numbers. The Athletic tried to get a Freedom Information Act request from South Carolina. Wouldn't do it. I'm sure other schools are hiding behind those things as well, and maybe they have legal standing to do that. I'm just simply pointing out that before we act like we know for sure that Clemson has a major problem or that schools in the South have a major problem, Michigan may have 50 positives right now. We don't know. We literally have no idea of knowing how it compares to the rest of the country. So freaking out because the number seems big when all we know is about 10% at most of the country, I think is foolishness. That's no way to deal with a data set.
I agree. And, Kwok, we're getting this just in from the text line, reported from Boomer Esiason saying, rumor, Dabo Swinney intentionally stinging players with murder hornets.
What a 2020
rumor. We'll be following that rumor here on Out of Bounds.
Also, Bob Mahoney points out, to the point about the game that Pop was talking about, he says it was the balloon record day in Death Valley where they set the record for a number of balloons released at one time.
So well, there you go.
Yeah, big time stuff. Stay with us. I do have a quiz to take. We'll continue to take questions and comments on this if you want. 654 Roars and Umber will return in just a moment. Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
The Blue Heron Restaurant, located in historic downtown Pendleton, is open for business, offering dine-in service. Enjoy your favorite menu items or that bottle of wine you've been craving. Char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, chicken wings, amaretto cheesecake, and so much more. Are you hungry yet? If you're not quite ready to dine in, call in a curbside order for pickup. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354 or 864-653-3364. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
It's a great time to get a new 2020 Ranger Supergroup 4x4 from George Coleman Ford. This XLT features 4x4 transmission with a 2.3-liter engine, just $33,580 plus tax and tag at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest, where you never pay any hidden fees. Another reason why their customer service ratings are the highest around. Get your 2020 Ranger 4x4 today at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest. Includes $1,000 rebate. Offer expires July 6, 2020.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in 4 Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
All sports, all the time. From the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Continues Out of Bounds. William Quagamish, Kelly Gramlich. We've been talking about Boomer Esiason's comments and what it means for the upcoming season, and I think we pretty well put to bed any of the potential lingering thoughts or lingering doubts that people have about this is happening. And one final thing, I want to make this clear. I think it is quite logical to suggest, and I've seen people do this, and people that I respect a great deal, and that are moral, ethical people, that if the team is going to have an outbreak, this is a better time than during the season. That is just logically true. And it's better that they have it before all the students come back to campus. Now, that is if it is inevitable that they're going to have it. We're not... In that conversation, we are not weighing the possibility that there wouldn't be an outbreak, obviously, or that they are being negligent in